basically the crux of the bill is to protect people's personal property rights against this type of private project by an individual investor who's backing this project. We don't have any laws on the book to address this type of project. There's never been a project like this in the history of Missouri where they want to have access to our property with eminent domain across our state to deliver electricity to the East Coast. They're saying they're going to drop off 12% of it in Missouri, which is nothing. That'd be like me spitting in the Missouri River. This is just saying any entity that comes with this type of project has to meet certain guidelines in our state, like how much they're going to drop off, how many drop-off stations would they have, about every 50 miles, which yeah. That could be negotiable in the bill as it moves forward, but that's what we're saying right now. In other words, if this is so good, why not drop off a lot more to Missouri citizens, you know? And they have to go through what we know as a regional transmission organization to work their electricity into our grid that our other utility companies like Ameren and Kansas City Power and Light have to go through these organizations on their projects. So we're just saying if you're going to do these projects, you need to follow some of the same guidelines that utility companies in our state have to follow. Our state's meeting our renewable energy standards. And right now, you can buy wind energy in our state off of the grid. So, and we've got 250 windmills that have just gone up in northwest Missouri, individual property windmills that are providing electricity in northwest Missouri, and they're looking at putting more in Schuyler County or in northern Missouri. So it's not like we have a need for this. The individual windmills, they go in and they just do a private contract with the landowner. You've seen the big, tall windmills if you're ever driven through Iowa. They're everywhere, which I don't really like them, but they're there. I'm not opposed to green energy, but I'm opposed to projects like this that would go through eight counties of our state, use eminent domain on people's agricultural land that they've invested their life in, to have 200-foot towers with 200-foot wide easements going through their property for the benefit of a very few people. I've been dealing with this for 7 years, 6 years now. Two of the eight counties run through my district. So this has been around. We've been fighting this for a while. Now, this bill I passed last year in the House. It made it through the Senate hearing, got voted out of the committee in Senate. It got on the floor for a little bit, but it got filibustered by one senator, so it never got a vote. We felt like we had the vote, so we're going back at it again this year, and there's two senators in the Senate who's filed basically the companion bill like this one. Senator Laughlin has Senate Bill 604, and Senator Justin Brown has Senate Bill 597 that deal with the same issue, which we didn't have that last year. We just had the House bill. Well, we're going forward with it regardless. I mean, if we can get this passed, if it goes back to the courts, we're fine with that. But we need to have some standards to address any entity that wants to do this type of project. If we let this go, who knows what's next? You know, anybody could come in here and claim they benefit Missouri a small percentage and get eminent domain, and we just think that we need to update our statutes. Blake Hurst, this is their number one priority for Farm Bureau. Well, this type of project, causes quite a bit of damage to the agricultural industry, which is our number one industry. It's going to ruin personal property values. It's not only going to lower the values of the land that this project would be on, it's going to hurt personal property values. If you had a home living close or looking at this project out your back door, an amount of megawatts, 4,000 megawatts going over, high-powered line, there's a lot of issues there. It's going to be hard on the environment. Going to do damage to county roads and bridges and putting some project like this in. So there's a lot of issues involved in this. They could do this project, but we don't feel that they're deserving of eminent domain. The project, if they wanted to build it, they need to go out and negotiate with the landowners and build the project, but not by having eminent domain in their back pocket. This guy's got lots of money.